The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Marissa is here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Good. How are you?
We're good.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got our coffee going. We got the show going. We're firing on all cylinders. What are you having some kind of disagreement with somebody? What's happening?
Yeah, my friend, Sophia. Well, let me back up.
Yeah.
I had this really cool dinner party for a whole bunch of couples that came over,
okay.
And Sophia was invited. And I actually had all these couples over. She walks in with her kids. Yeah, I have kids.
Right.
But I sent my kids to their grandma's so that I could have this adult dinner party.
Right.
And I kind of thought Sophia knew that. She didn't call. She didn't ask me. She just brought her kids. Said that her sitter quit the last minute.
Oh, like canceled on her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have two kids in the living room watching cartoons while we're trying to have this adult dinner party with wine. And I just thought it was kind of rude.
Yeah.
Like, you just bring your kids over. I thought she knew it was an adult. I know she knew it was an all-adult party.
Right.
Because I told her I was sending my kids.
Right.
To my mom's. So
was this like a swinger party, or was it just like an adult dinner party?
It was an adult dinner party.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't know what you exactly
Mark
were
was like,
expecting.
Why didn't I get invited?
No, I never get invited anywhere. Oh. All right, so you were annoyed that she brought... Did you tell her, hey, why'd you bring your snotty-nosed kids, or...?
Well, I did... I mean, I kind of hinted around, but she kind of skirted the issue like it was no big deal.
Right.
Like,
okay.
So now I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah. I don't either. Well, that's an interesting.
That's awkward.
It's an interesting dilemma because you don't want to miss the party, you know, but also.
But she should have at least told her.
All right. Her name's Sophia?
Yes.
All right. Let's call Sophia here and find out what her damage is. Here we go.
Hello?
Sophia?
Yeah?
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Who's calling? I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. Sophia, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hey, Sophia.
Oh, yeah. Hi, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I'm just getting ready for work.
Good. Are your kids there with you?
Yeah. They're just hanging out.
Okay, good. Listen, fun fact, your friend Marissa is also with us.
Oh, hi, Marissa.
Hello. Hey, girl.
So weird.
Yeah, and then
Marissa kind of filled us in that she had a dinner party and you ended up having to bring your kids with you, even though it was kind of supposed to be an adult thing.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. My sitter literally called me like 20 minutes before I had to go and canceled on me.
Right. So you opted to just bring your kids to the adults-only party.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you didn't, like, at least call Marissa and give her, like, a little heads up or something?
Or call and say, hey, I can't come?
Right.
I mean, if I called, what would you have said, you know?
Well, I would have said, no, but this is an adult party.
Really? Okay. It was probably 20 minutes before I had to go. My sitter canceled. I was kind of in a state of confusion and a whirlwind, and I didn't know what to do. So,
well, why didn't you call me? And then I could have told you.
What to do?
It was just a little rude.
But I just told you. I was rushing. I mean, I'm sorry, but they weren't any trouble or anything. They sat by themselves on the couch and watched TV. We had a great time. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, would you have rather me just not come instead of bring my kids?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think that when that happened, you should have been, I can't come because I have my kids. I would have totally understood. It happens. But to bring them to my adult party with other guests who are not as comfortable with kids, I just wasn't cool.
Are you serious? I'm sorry. I'm shocked right now.
Okay, hang on one second. Hang tight, everybody. We have to take a quick break. We have some people online already that want to comment. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Marissa had a party. It was like this supposedly really cool adults-only dinner party, right, Marissa?
And
her friend Sophia was invited, but her sitter quit, so Sophia just opted to bring her kids along, right, Sophia?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think it would be much of a problem. Apparently, I was wrong.
Yeah, apparently we're wrong, because Marissa, you say you would rather her have just not come than bring her kids to your adult-only party.
Correct. I mean, yeah, it's just some couples there don't have kids. They weren't comfortable.
Right. No, I get it.
Okay. Anyway,
apparently you had some fun things planned.
Yeah.
833-685-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do you do in this scenario? Anna from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's going on? What do you want to say about this? Am I wrong today?
I definitely do think that she was wrong for bringing her kids. I have a son of my own, and I've been in a situation where a babysitter or someone watched him with cancer last minute, and you just simply don't go. Just not even just to be courteous to your friend and those guests there, but also for your kids. They really don't want to just sit there and watch TV, so I definitely think she was okay for being upset about it.
So you think she was the woman that called was right? You don't just drop in with your kids, you cancel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In all kinds of situations, you do that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No, that's good. That's a good point. Hey, Definitely. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Steven in Arlington. Hi, Steven. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Steven. Good. That's great news. Hopefully, we won't ruin that.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the situation here?
Well, I do agree that a courtesy call, you know, should have been made, especially if it was made clear beforehand. I don't know if it was or wasn't. But if it was made clear beforehand, it was an adult party, a phone call definitely should have been made, a courtesy call. But honestly, you know, if you're friends with people with kids, you kind of have to be understanding. I have kids. I do the same deal. I do a lot of hosting because I have kids. And then doing so, you know, if people want to bring their kids, I tell them, yeah, bring them. You know? And then, of course, it's the same deal. You know, I don't agree with drinking and driving, so the same deal applies. You know, bring a blanket, bring a pillow, crash on the floor, whatever.
Wait, what? Now you're having slumber parties with people and their kids? Wait, what's happening?
Yeah, legit. It's a good time. You know, you have kids come over. They you know, eating pizza, watching cartoons, throw them in the bedroom. It's a good time, you know. And then the adults, we're doing our thing. I have a pool table in my house with a couple of dart boards and a full bar. You know, it's just. We get to enjoy the
party. Damn, Steven, no wonder you're doing so awesome today.
Yeah, can we come hang out?
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get your address. I'm going to bring my kids over. And Megan's going to bring her dog. I hope dogs are cool, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz from NAS Jax. Cooper, we're going to Steven's house. Come on, Cooper. Liz, what do you want to say?
I mean, they're both kind of wrong, but for different reasons. If I have to pick a side, I'm picking Marissa, because if they say adults only, it's adults only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have canceled before for adult-only things. It was like, we have no sitter. My, you know, whoever can't come to watch.
Right.
So, unfortunately, we can't go.
No.
We've done it before, and usually there's no hard feelings. I will say for things we've done like that, I mean, I think normally we don't have adult-only parties because most of our friends have kids, and we've got at least a playroom where the kids will section themselves off.
I find that most of the time I end up hanging out with the kids in those situations anyway.
Like, of course you do.
Because the adults are like so boring. I'm like, hey, what are you kids watching? Oh, cool. SpongeBob, let's go.
Give me that video game controller.
Yeah, let's play some Fortnite. Ooh, lives in a pineapple under the sea. Can we get some more candy in here? 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. Your sitter cancels. Do you just show up at the adults-only dinner party with your kids, or do you call and say, I can't make it? 833-685-9595. More of your phone calls next.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Marissa had a party. It was like this supposedly really cool adults-only dinner party, right, Marissa?
And
her friend Sophia was invited, but her sitter quit, so Sophia just opted to bring her kids along, right, Sophia?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think it would be much of a problem. Apparently, I was wrong.
Yeah, apparently we're wrong, because Marissa, you say you would rather her have just not come than bring her kids to your adult-only party.
Correct. I mean, yeah. It's just my other
some couples there don't have kids. They weren't comfortable.
Right. No, I get it.
Okay. Anyway,
apparently you had some fun things planned.
Yeah.
833-685-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do you do in this scenario? Hey, Nicole, good morning. How are you? Thanks for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. What do you want to say?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that I have no kids, and I do side with the party planner. I think that if I was a guest and I came, I might feel some kind of way, or maybe I made arrangements to, you know, like she did with her kids. I think it was a communication thing, but yeah, she should have just not come.
Should have not come, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds to me like she was planning on something going on, like they were all going to get crunk, or there's going to be a lot of cursing or something, because she was adamant about it was adults only.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I understand her. She put a lot of planning into her party and stuff. And
right.
Not that they shouldn't be friends or anything, but, you know.
Well, I just think...
I think it's right that she felt some sort of way for her bringing her kid.
And it seems like she didn't call her to tell her on purpose, because she knew she would have said, no, don't come. You know what I mean? Like, because why wouldn't she just call and be like, hey, I got my kids? Instead, she just didn't do that
right.
And showed up. So it kind of looks like she just showed up because she knew it wouldn't be okay, but she didn't want to not go.
But I mean, the other thing, I know how that is. Like, when my wife gets invited places, because I don't get invited places.
Yeah.
You know, she's like running around. She's putting on she's doing her hair. She's doing her makeup. She's like, do I have all of my stuff? Like, you're rushing. So at the last minute, if your sitter quits, you're probably like, crap. Okay, kid, just get your shoes on. Let's go. So there may not have been time to call.
And I do understand that. And I'm sure it was a cool party. You know what I mean? Like, I would want to go to the party.
Right.
But just as a friend, you know, I'm sure she would have explained it ahead of time. Like, this is the type of party, you know.
Right. Yeah.
No, good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. See, that's the other thing, too. What about one of the parents staying home? Like, for example, if my wife and I got invited to a party and the sitter quit, one of us goes to the party, one of us stays at home.
Yeah, but maybe neither of them wanted to stay home.
Yeah.
So they all just got in the car and went together.
Yeah, they went to the Oscar. 833-685-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.